How to Stop Your Self-Sabotage, Chapter 10, Positive Self-Pictures. Reimagine Yourself. In 1960, a plastic surgeon turned amateur psychologist, Dr. Maxwell Maltz, wrote and had published a book that would take off, achieve blockbuster bestseller status, and revolutionize the entire field of self-improvement. His book, Psycho-Cybernetics, went on to reach over 30 million people and lives on today, long after his death. Dr. Maltz came forward with the reason why so many people earnestly attempt to improve their lives with positive thinking alone, but never get anywhere. This is it in a nutshell. It is the self-image that governs what a person can and can't do. This explains, for example, why sincere, earnest dieters cannot stick to a weight loss program, why New Year's resolutions are never kept, why people procrastinate, and much, much more. So, for example, if deep down inside the self-image, a male sees himself as athletically impaired, clumsy, the last kid ever to get picked to play a game, he can take golf lessons, watch golf videos, use golf gadgets, and learn the technical aspects of a good golf swing, but his actual game will automatically snap back to conform to the entrenched, natural images that he has of himself of never being able to play properly. As a way of changing the images and beliefs embedded in the subconscious, Maltz went on to develop unique mental training exercises to identify what is a person's self-image and to modify it as he or she chooses. The mind will not reach toward achievement until it has clear objectives. The magic begins when we set goals. It is then that the switch is turned on, the current begins to flow, and the power to accomplish becomes a reality. Author unknown. These mental training exercises have been used and endorsed by countless famous Olympic and pro athletes, sports men and women, authors, entertainment personalities, business leaders, and others. They are used today by countless people in all walks of life. It is about creating positive self-pictures. These pictures are at the heart of self-image. Positive self-pictures and imagery. Positive self-pictures or mental imagery is an exercise requiring conscious effort. It is a way, though, to influence the subconscious mind. Subconscious expectations and internal dialogues are powerful influences on our perception of reality, our emotions, and behaviors. Much of what exists in our subconscious was recorded in early life and can be thought of as a psychological program or a script. Techniques to change both thinking and feeling patterns to help you become a different person are explained below. You'll learn to design a psychological program which will help support your conscious efforts. Reprogramming yourself. Much of our original psychological programming has been with us from childhood and prompts our negative attitudes and behaviors. If this programming is not to your liking because it is limiting or perhaps negative, then no doubt you would want to reprogram. You would want a new script. With your computer, what you do if you don't want a particular file is to either edit it or delete it. With a computer, though, it does not have to unlearn old habits. With people, new programming must be done gradually, and the new program must be run numerous times before things become automatic. But it can be done. We need to erase our old pictures and videos or DVDs and tape over them and edit them. How do you know what to put into your new video or CD? How do you make the new video or CD? Exercise 10.1. You re-record for yourself. How do you create a different picture for yourself? Step 1. Work out what you want to record. Review your life and work out those things which you would like to change or those areas in which you would like to be better. If necessary, keep a journal for a day or more in which you record your thoughts and internal dialogue. If you like, review your thoughts record sheet that you already filled out on day 3 and 4. Study them, and they will reveal a number of old programming messages that you can change or want to improve. How would you really like to be? Example, confident, happy, more loving, assertive, more friendly, etc. List your wants here and how you'd like to be. You need to re-record for yourself. How do you create a different picture for yourself? How would you really like to be? Confident, happy, more loving, assertive, more friendly, etc. List your wants here and how you'd like to be. Step 2. Write out a new script. Write out new statements which will counteract old behaviors. Start with I am and make it positively worded. These statements must be written in simple, active, and positive form. If they are complex, passive, or negative, you will not get good results. Start with only a few, say 1 to 4, reprogramming statements. I am. Now transfer each statement on an 8 cm by 13 cm index card, or something like that. This size card is handy to carry with you in a pocket, purse, or briefcase. There are cards provided for you in your pack. I am a loving person, and I enjoy giving affection to my family and friends, and I enjoy receiving it as well. I am a confident person who enjoys interacting with others, and they enjoy interacting with me. Step 3. Daily relax. Find a relaxing place or position. To use the reprogramming cards most effectively, you should be relaxed. To achieve deep relaxation, you can sit in a hot bath, sit or lie down, or meditate. Perhaps put on some music to help you relax. Just spend a few minutes relaxing. Step 4. Imagine, fantasize, visualize. Once relaxed, read each card aloud several times. Hear the words. Believe them. Let them sink into your relaxed mind. Then imagine, daydream, or fantasize doing what's on the card as though you're watching a home video or photos of yourself. These do not have to be rolling Hollywood movies and productions, but instead can be snapshots of yourself. Most importantly, as you see the pictures in your head, feel the emotion and live it. Step 5. Do this for about 2 minutes per card. Inserting images into your conscious but highly relaxed mind will help you open your subconscious mind, and you must reprogram your subconscious before it can support your new objectives. Read your cards daily, or twice daily, morning and night if you like, for several months and visualize yourself in order to condition your mind. You can read your cards any time for additional reinforcement, but using the reprogramming routine before sleep is particularly powerful because your subconscious is active periodically during sleep. That's why we dream. Your subconscious will absorb what your conscious mind visualized before sleep if you use the routine regularly. To review, the simple steps to reprogram yourself include: write simple, active, positive statements that you want to record, one per card. The cards are provided in your pack. Achieve a state of deep relaxation. Sit or lie down. Read each statement aloud several times. Visualize and imagine doing what's on the card. Feel the emotion. If you do this before you go to sleep, then let your subconscious absorb the ideas. If you do these exercises at night, do this daily. This is critical. Continue this for a minimum 21 days as a trial. Many people do this until it becomes absolutely entrenched in their minds over a few months. This, however, is recommended as a daily exercise for the entire length of your life, every day. These pictures are critical to your mental survival and good health. You may not continue to use the same pictures, since over a period of time, your pictures can become second nature and entrenched, and your behavior and attitudes changed as you would wish. Therefore, feel free to input some other cards and pictures as necessary. You will feel the results starting to click, and after about 3 weeks, remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Stick with it. The results are powerful. Do it every day for the rest of your life. Get into the habit of doing it, just like you get into the habit of eating, sleeping, dressing, and so on.